Well, it is the time of the month once again where we welcome in our friends from the city of Mebane for our Positively Mebane segment. I'm joined in the studio by Kelly Hunter, who's the city of Mebane's public information officer. There is always a lot happening in that city that straddles the Orange County and Alamance County line. And Kelly, welcome back into the studio to fill us in on some of the latest news around town.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me. I'm enjoying this fall weather. It's finally starting to get cold out, which... Thank goodness.
Here for it. Yes, it is a great time of the year to be out and about, and for folks who are in our community to maybe go check out Mebane if they haven't before. We do have some housekeeping work to take care of in terms of some local government updates. We have had quite a few fire chief hires here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro in the last year or so, and now Mebane is on that same train looking to hire a new fire chief. What can you tell us about that process? And I think there's a deadline that's coming up for people who might be interested in that position, correct?
Correct. There definitely is. So our current fire chief, Chief Lewis, he's been with the city for over 20 years, and his last day will be December 31st. So we'll start off the new year with a brand new fire chief. Applicants who are interested in applying, they have until October 16th, so this Saturday, to get in an application. Pretty much, you know, as Mebane grows, we're looking for somebody who sees that growth and can manage it and handle it well. We have two incoming fire stations that we hope to build in the upcoming years, so we really need somebody who can ebb and flow and dynamically move and grow with us. For candidates who are interested, right now we're currently looking for somebody who has served in all fire service functions and roles with a track record of advocating for best practices in staff recruitment, retention, and succession planning, as well as acquisition and access to equipment, technology, and training. We want somebody who has similar experience in a similar size growing community or a combination department, both volunteer and career. And we want somebody who has gradually and purposefully led departments through seasons of growth and utilized innovative methods to identify and secure resources to address departmental needs. So for the fire chief hiring process, we are doing the same process that we use to hire our new police chief of police. So we are contracted somebody, we're using developmental associates, and pretty much they are going to be doing aptitude tests, cognitive tests, just a whole bunch of different kinds of tests to see where you stand, how qualified you are, and you have to go through interviews and rounds with them before you even come in front of anybody from the city of Mebane. So it's a very fair process. We're pretty much just trying to weed out those who maybe aren't as qualified as some of the other candidates, but it's super exciting, and whoever our new fire chief will be, you know, they have big shoes to fill, but we're confident that whoever we hire will be able to fill them and continue to keep Mebane positively charming.
Yeah, it helps that you guys just kind of went through this with the chief of police search to be able to ramp it back up, and maybe people are a little bit more familiar with that process. But again, as you heard Kelly mention, if you fit those qualifications, or you know somebody else who does, applicants are invited to apply through October 16th. That is the hard deadline there. Speaking of hiring, I know that the city of Mebane also just hired a new water resource recovery facility director. Quite the mouthful of a title, but what can you tell us about him, and also what that position kind of does?
Yeah, so the water resource recovery facility director, it is a very long title. So we currently, Dennis Hodges is our current, we call it the WRF, but the water resource recovery facility director.
WRF, yeah.
Yeah, it's a mouthful as well. And Dennis is still with us, but Dennis is looking to get out and retire and enjoy. He's worked very hard over the past 30 plus years. But we just hired John Dodson, and he began his duties with us on October 2nd. And John comes to us with over 25 years of experience in the wastewater industry and with a vast array of knowledge. Before coming to Mebane, he actually worked for Durham at the North Durham Water Reclamation Facility. John has been with Durham since 2006, and he has just continued to do a lot of great things, implement the first stages of the Falls Lake rules, which called for significantly decreased nitrogen and phosphorus discharge limits. John's commitment to efficient operation improvements resulted in the North Durham Water Reclamation Facility having the area's lowest discharge limits. He oversees the daily operations of 10 plant operators and 2 plant mechanics while managing an operational budget for Durham. So we're excited to have him here from Mebane. And he is going to help us treat our water and turn it into valuable, clean water that will run off into streams and be able to be repurposed and reused. So it's a very important job and not one that a lot of people tend to know a lot about or dive into. But we are super excited to have John come to Mebane.
Well, certainly from our coverage of some other local towns here, we know the importance of that clean water. The highest water quality possible is very important, especially for a growing area like Mebane. We're speaking with Kelly Hunter, who's the City of Mebane's Public Information Officer here on our Positively Mebane segment. It's brought to us by the City of Mebane and their website, again, cityofmebanenc.gov, to check out that Fire Chief application, to learn a little bit more about the Water Resource Recovery Facility and more. So that's what's happening on the town government side. I want to turn to some business news, because if folks are driving on I-40, maybe from Orange County, they're driving past Mebane or are stopping into Mebane for something, they might have seen some pretty large construction just happening off of I-40 near the Changer outlets and near the Sheets gas station. What can you tell us about what's being built there?
Yeah, so super exciting. So McKay's Books is actually coming to Mebane. They currently have a store in Greensboro, and a week before the Mebane store is set to open, which they say it should be open the beginning of 2024, McKay's Books in Greensboro will be closing. They are coming to us. They bought a property that's 6.6 acres. It'll be approximately 36,000 square feet with 201 parking spaces, making it three times larger than the current McKay's Bookstore in Greensboro.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's super exciting. Their property was already zoned for commercial uses, meaning that the plan for the bookstore only had to go through our staff for review. They didn't have to make any changes to the property or anything like that for what it's zoned for. So we're super excited for it. McKay's Books, it was created in 1974, and they contain a wide variety of books and sell a wide range of products, including DVDs, CDs, vinyl records, and other assorted collectibles. If you're an avid reader or you're really into just browsing and taking a look at what's out there, both vinyl-wise and novel-wise, because, you know, we have a bunch of new authors every day creating amazing stories to read, then please come check it out. It's super exciting for us. Their move, McKay's Books moved with the hope of expanding their reach across the state, and this new building that they're creating here in Mebane is going to enable them to better serve the area for years to come. So we're super excited for them to open. We can't wait for the attraction and the people it's going to bring into our positively charming community.
Yeah, that is very exciting. And how important from your perspective and the city's perspective is it to attract businesses like that in that I-40 corridor? You know, we want to highlight, of course, everything great that's happening in downtown Mebane and all that stuff, but I-40 is also a very visible spot. I imagine that's why that's so attractive to McKay's, because a lot of people are driving down that in and out of the area or traveling across the state each day. How important is it from the city's perspective to try and attract businesses like McKay's Books kind of to that specific area of town?
Yeah, it is very important. That's a high retail area. You have a lot of different shops and restaurants and other components coming into play. And as Mebane continues to start to grow on the west side of town, it's going to be more and more important that we have more options and we bring in other industries and other types of retail of things for people to come and experience, so that as we continue to grow, there is more options and people have all this plethora of stuff to do and read and see. And so it is very important to us. Instead of just adding restaurants, we want it to be well balanced and adding to emphasize and enhance all aspects of their life.
Once again, we're speaking with Kelly Hunter here on our Positively Mebane segment. We've got a few minutes left, so I want to talk about some upcoming events and some recent events in Mebane. You mentioned it's being great fall weather, so a great time to get out and about. What are some exciting things that have been happening around the Mebane community in the last little bit that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so we currently just had Autumn Fest. Autumn Fest was last Saturday, October 7th. It was a great turnout. It was our fall vendor fair. So there are a bunch of booths and tents set up where you could purchase stuff, take a look, get your face painted. We had pumpkins for sale. There were flannels for sale. There were four different bands that came and performed. And it was a really great turnout. It was from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And lots of different people, you know, shifted and came through and left and ebbed and flowed. But overall, it was a successful turnout and it made everybody really excited for the fall. Coming up, we have a couple of events that are going to hit more towards the end of October. Our first one will be our drug take back event, and that will be at the Walmart on Mebane Oaks Road. It's a partnership with the Mebane Police Department and the Mebane Fire Department, as well as Walmart, to pretty much exactly what it's called, a drug take-back event. So data shows that prescription drug abuse by children is 3 times higher now than it was in the 1990s. So it's now more important than ever to turn in your unneeded medication for safe disposal and to prevent addiction while reducing overdose deaths. So the Drug Take Back Day will just aim to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs while also educating the general public about the potential for abuse of medications. So that's coming up. Again, as I said, it'll be the last Friday in October, so October 27th. And then later on that evening, we will have our chili cook-off event.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yes, it's super fun. So this year will be a little bit different. In the past, it's only been open to downtown businesses to participate. But this year, for a reasonable entrance fee, our community members can also get in on the action and the fun, and they can participate. And the audience that shows up gets to taste test and vote on who has the best chili. So please bring your best peppers and ingredients and come out and partake in this fun event in downtown Mebane from 5 to 7 on that Friday, October 27th. And then the next day will be our Spooktacular and Jeepers Creepers event. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it'll feature a costume contest, downtown trick-or-treating, face painting, food trucks, a magician for the kids, music, spooky stories, seasonal crafts, and more. And also, along with our Spooktacular event, we will be doing the first ever Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers is a new event this year that will feature a Halloween-themed Jeep Jamboree.
Yeah,
on 4th and Clay Street with additional festivities by downtown businesses. So most Jeeps are going to be decked out in your most festive Halloween decor. You might see some spooky faces on there. So we're really excited about it, and I'm excited to see all the creativity that comes out for the Jeep Jamboree. Also, don't forget that our Mebane train display, they're only open on select days, but the Mebane Train Museum will be open for the next couple following Saturdays on October 14th, October 28th, November 11th, November 25th, December 9th, December 16th, and December 23rd. Also, kids are about to be able to enter into the Holiday Train Car Design Contest. There are 2 age categories, one for 12 and under and one for ages 13 and 16. There are no limitations on the type of train, cars, or materials that can be used, other than that the cars have to be O-gauge and capable of riding on a 3-rail track. All entries that will be put into this holiday train car contest, they will be put on the track as soon as they are submitted, and they will be part of the holiday train display that will run from around November 26th all the way through January 14th. So super exciting stuff. We really hope all the kids come out and participate in that. It's a fun way for you to be creative and really show what Christmas means to you in the city of Mebane.
Yes, tons of very exciting events mentioned there by Kelly Hunter. Again, if you want more details on that and everything else happening around the city of Mebane, be sure to head to their city website, cityofmebanenc.gov. Thanks to the city of Mebane for bringing us our Positively Mebane segment. Again, they are the positively charming town right there between Orange and Alamance County. So be sure to pop by, maybe have a positively charming weekend with them as well. Kelly Hunter, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing all this great news with us.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.